fighting the good fight of faith. Welcome to Abounding Grace. On behalf of Abounding Grace Radio, here is our pastor and teacher, Chris Gordon.
Very thankful that you've taken the time to tune in today to Abounding Grace Radio. I am Pastor Chris Gordon of Abounding Grace Radio Ministry, and we do invite you to go to our website at agradio.org. We have many resources there for you, and I would love to get to know you, so do write to us, and your feedback is always very, very appreciated. So today we're continuing our study in Romans chapter 3, and we're looking at the righteousness of Jesus Christ, justification by faith, the imputation of that righteousness, so that the sinner can stand right before this holy God. In Romans chapter 3, the Apostle Paul says that we are justified freely by grace. Now, I have been making the case this week that we are not talking about moral improvement in the doctrine of justification. In fact, it has been a problem when we have presented Christianity as just moral improvement. You know, what happens? I call them a shock jock. A shock jock gets up on the stage. He tells everyone how bad he's lived his life. He was into the drugs. He was into the pornography. He was into the alcohol. And wham, Jesus changed that all. And he's offering up Christianity as a great fix to behavior. Now, Christianity is certainly a fix to behavior, isn't it? Absolutely. Christianity should be, but that's not the predominant message of Christianity. I mean, a lot of people help people to fix behavior. The predominant message of Christianity is exactly what Paul is developing for us here in Romans 3:21, that this has nothing to do with us. It has everything to do with the righteousness that is provided for us outside of us. And so Paul is describing that in Romans 3. We are justified freely by grace. The word freely means without cost. Grace here means that this righteousness is provided for you from the sheer goodness of God, who owes you absolutely nothing. It's without cost, completely free. And it's a provision of his sheer electing love and kindness according to the good pleasure of his own will, that he provides this righteousness outside of us that we might have no condemnation in Christ to all who believe. It's good news. Praise the Lord that he would do such a thing. It's beautiful, isn't it? This is the Christian gospel. And this emphasis on no cost and without grace is really important for the apostle, because if we say anything different, what have we done? Well, Paul's going to say that in the next chapter. Now, to him who works, the wages are not counted as great grace, but as debt. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. This is so important. When you go into work and you stamp the time clock, after work you clock out, what have you done? You've put your boss an obligation to you. He has to pay you by law. When we approach God thinking that Christianity is just about God helping us to clean up our lives, or Christianity and justification is about faith working through love, as Rome says, you know what we've done? Not only have we refused to listen to him about our real need, but we've put him in debt to us. And Romans 11 asks an important question. Who has first given to him that it should be repaid to him? If we don't submit to this righteousness, it's as if we said to God, we're fine. We don't need a handout. We can achieve this ourselves. I saw a homeless man last week. Looked terrible. Wasn't doing well. Walked right by. You know what my first thought was? This is a sinful thought. But in my own flesh, the first thought was, get a job. Get to work. We in this country, you know, can actually promote this by giving handouts. That's what I was thinking. And, you know, get to work. We don't need people to bleed the system anymore. Can you imagine if God were like that? I began to think about the gospel as I was sitting there in my car. And I began to look at the whole situation differently. That was me walking. And you know what the Lord did? He got up. He walked over to me. He cleansed me. He washed me. He raised me and made me a new person. And he fed me. But he justified me. He gave me a place in his home. And I didn't work for it one bit. The announcement of Christianity is an absolutely shocking one, dear listener. One of what no other religion in the world says. You know what it says? Stop working. Working is an offense to God. Your working is an abomination to God. Your eyes must be turned to a different righteousness. You must live on that righteousness. On this righteousness you rest. In this righteousness you die. On this righteousness you appear before the judgment seat, without which hell is the consequence. And God is declaring in the gospel, this is my free gift to you. But to him who does not work, but believes on him who justifies the ungodly, his faith is accounted for righteousness. Do you remember when you first understood this? Have you understood this? For me, it was like a giant light bulb went on. I remember understanding how bad God's assessment of my life was. And I looked at Romans 3:21 and I said, you mean God did something totally outside of me to free me from my sin and misery? And he provided the perfect life of his son so that I would be covered in that? Oh, that was the greatest release. That was the greatest news. All of a sudden, it was as if I finally had joy. How could I have been so dull to this before? Let this message get a hold of us and our young people. And I promise you, it'll change their lives. It'll change your life. Am I so wrong to say that the greatest need of the day is to tell people the very same thing that Jesus said to Martha? Martha was distracted with much serving. She was working. She approached Jesus and said, Lord, you do not care that my sister has left me to serve alone. Tell her to help me. Tell her to get up, is what Martha was saying. Jesus answered and said to her, Martha, Martha, you're worried and troubled about many things, but one thing is needed, and Mary has chosen that good part which will not be taken from her. What was Mary doing? Mary was sitting at the feet of Jesus to hear his word. I feel at times that that is the greatest application that needs to be said in the church today. Stop. Stop the programs. Stop the fear. Stop the panic. Listen to the beloved son. Jesus, the father said of his son, this is my beloved son. Hear him. He's got something wonderful to tell you. You're all distracted over many things today, aren't you, dear listener? Have you listened to the Lord? God's answered you in your distress. Have you considered his righteousness? Have you heard about this the way that he wants to tell you? It may be bothering you to some degree of what I'm saying today. In fact, some of you may be out there saying, this really troubles me, because if I hear you correctly, are you saying that how we live doesn't matter, oh pastor? Are you saying with this teaching on free justification by grace alone that what we do has no value whatsoever? Well, yes, in your justification before God, what you do has no value. And praise God for that. But you know what? Paul does anticipate your concern. And he says in verse 31, do we then make void the law through faith? Are we just throwing out the law in our doing and our obedience? He says, not at all. On the contrary, we uphold the law. This teaching doesn't do that. You watch what a justified life will usher forth. So maybe instead of always talking about transform lives as we do everywhere, maybe we should talk a whole lot more about God's action of justifying a sinner. Imagine if we had that discussion a whole lot more. He's done something for sinners. He wants a message to get out there, a message to be believed. He wants you to rest by faith in his word and fix your eyes on something. God has made all of this possible through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus, whom God set forth as a propitiation by his blood through faith to demonstrate his righteousness. That's wonderful. God set forth his son, and he became the burnt offering. He became the lamb slain. The shedding of his blood, says the Lord, pacified my wrath. Wrath and expiation of sin, the offering up of my son, Jesus Christ, the lamb provided without spot. And the Lord wants people to know. He wants the gospel to be heralded. That by faith in Jesus Christ, our sin has been dealt with. I set forth, the word means to plan or to purpose. I set forth for you the propitiation. You know what propitiation means? It means to satisfy God's wrath. My beloved son, whom I love, I sent him down here for you. He came and he stood in your place. I want you to know his life. It's all yours. I'm going to cover you in that life. His righteousness is yours. So that all of your debt, all of your sin, all of your misery fell upon, and I collected my righteous justice from that substitute, not you. You can't work for this. And I want you to know you're bought back. I'm not angry. I love, says the Lord. This is for all those who believe. There's no working. I want you to come today, dear listener, and throw yourself on Christ. I want you, the Heavenly Father says, to stretch out your hand and receive him. Don't work for this. Receive him. Bow the head with a believing heart. And the Lord declares to you that over you, he will cast a robe of many colors, beautiful colors, the colors of the righteousness of Jesus Christ, and that is his free gift to you. And I promise that everything you're looking for today in trying to have a Christianity that really matters, in trying to find life and vibrancy and strength, all of your anxieties about your children, about heaven, about hell, all of your wondering if you will be able to stand, the Lord just told you in Romans 3:21 and following, he's answered it. In the gospel of his son, he says, look to my son, believe my son, trust my son. This righteousness is given freely by grace. You don't have to work for it. Submit to what God says is your problem. Submit to what God says is the answer. The righteousness of Jesus Christ. What a wonderful message of the Christian gospel. It's so freeing, dear listener. It's so freeing. Jesus said in the Sermon on the Mount, and I close with this, seek first his kingdom and his righteousness, and all these other things that you're worrying about, they'll be added unto you. Abounding Grace Radio is brought to you by Abounding Grace Radio Ministry. We are a listener-supported program, and we humbly ask both for your prayers and your financial support. You can go to our website at agradio.org to learn more about who we are and what we believe. Thanks for tuning in today. May the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ in all of its glory continue to richly bless you. If you are looking for a church that is committed to the preaching of the Word of God and the love of the family of God, we do invite you to the Linden United Reformed Church, a place where the Bible is sincerely believed and faithfully taught. Worship service times are 10 a.m. and 6 o'clock p.m. on the Lord's days. You are welcome to go to the website at www.lindenurc.org. Again, lindenurc.org. Thanks for tuning in today to Abounding Grace Radio.